The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Stitch Fix. Personal styling for everybody.
The following is a rebroadcast of a program heard earlier here on The Don Crow Show.
It's time for The Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, The Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello, welcome to this edition of The Don Crow Show. Always great to have you with us. No fun when you're not here, so welcome aboard. As my guest this hour so wisely observes in her latest book, we may know something about God and something about Jesus, but what do we know about the Holy Spirit? Too often, she writes, we seem to overlook the third person of the Trinity, perhaps because we don't know much about him. He seems mystical, reserved for super spiritual Christians. We might even say he intimidates us or somehow seems optional. But in her latest book, Jesus in Me, Experiencing the Holy Spirit as a Constant Companion, Ann Graham Lotz has some very good news for us, reminding us that as God's children, we have the Holy Spirit in us. And she writes, one of my deepest, richest joys has been discovering by experience who the Holy Spirit is in every step of my life's journey. And if you know anything about Ann's remarkable life, her journey has been at times far from an easy one. Ann, it's an honor always to welcome you on the show. Thank you for taking time to join us today.
Don, it's my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Your latest book is one that I know the church needs. I know every believer will benefit from. But you focus in on a very biblical concept. We know Paul said, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Talk about that title, Jesus in me.
And Paul said in that same verse, it's a mystery. You know, it's something that the Old Testament saints didn't know anything about. But Jesus said that he would, in John chapter 14, he said he would go back to heaven and he would ask the Father to send down another counselor. In other words, he was a counselor and he would ask the Father to send another one. And the word another means someone exactly the same as. So the Holy Spirit is exactly the same as Jesus, but without his man's body. So the Holy Spirit is a distinct person in his own right, you know, with his own mind, will, and emotions. He's a member of the Godhead, an equal member of the Godhead, but he is exactly like Jesus, but without the flesh. So it's like Jesus without skin. So when I was a little girl, I was watching a picture about Jesus on television and felt convicted of my sin, and I told God I was sorry. I asked him to forgive me. I claimed Jesus as my Savior, and I invited Jesus to come into my heart. But Jesus, you know, I didn't understand. He's in a man's body up in heaven. I think he's getting ready to come back and rule the world, as the Bible says. He couldn't possibly come into me. But he understood what I meant, and he came into me in the person of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit, even though I didn't understand it as a little girl, and I asked Jesus in my heart, he came in. The Holy Spirit is Jesus in me, which is, you know, it's an amazing concept, Don, because I think we, just like you, as you were introducing me, talking about, sometimes we are intimidated by him, or we think he's for very special people, or that he's optional, he's the third person of the Trinity, like he's the least, and we have no idea that when we commit our lives to God through faith in Jesus, and we invite him to come in, he comes in the person of the Holy Spirit, and we actually have Jesus living inside of us.
As you're saying it, and I'm thinking of the puzzlement of the disciples when, before Calvary and before Pentecost, he said, he is with you and he will be inside of you. That must have confused them as well, but that's really what we're talking about.
That's right. And it was amazing when you see the difference that the inside God made when, when Peter, and he was in the courtyard during the trials of Jesus, denied Jesus because he was so terrified of the opinions of a little servant girl and others. Then after the resurrection and after Jesus ascended at Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came to live inside of Peter, Peter got up and boldly told those who had crucified Jesus, those who had condemned him to death on the Sanhedrin, he said, this same Jesus is both Lord and Christ, and you've crucified him. And they cried out, you know, what must we do to be saved? And he said, you repent of your sin and be baptized, and you can be forgiven and saved. And they were. But he boldly called them out. And the difference that 50 days made, you know, before the cross, he was terrified of just even naming the name of Jesus. After Pentecost, he was boldly proclaiming Jesus as the only way to be right with God and the only way to have sins forgiven. It was an amazing difference that the Holy Spirit on the inside makes.
Well, I know you believe, as I do, that any time's the right time to talk about right, focus in on the Holy Spirit. But why is now, particularly in your view, the very right time to be talking about the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity?
Well, you know, Don, I just take it from my own experience. And I think you're familiar with my story a little bit. But 4 years ago, my husband went suddenly to heaven. I found him unresponsive in our pool and put him on life support. 2 days later, he went to glory. And then 3 years later, my father went to heaven. 6 months after my father went to heaven, I was diagnosed with breast cancer and went through, you know, surgery and the follow-up treatments. And the neat thing in God's sovereignty, it was after my husband went to heaven, I began focusing on the Holy Spirit in my personal study, and then I began to write it down as a book. I had turned it in right before I was diagnosed with breast cancer, but then, you know, I turned in the rough draft, and when I went through surgery, and during that process of going through treatments is when I did the editing and the rewriting. And for me, it was such a blessing. It was such a huge, I've known, you know, Jesus all my life just about, and known about the Holy Spirit since I was a girl. Really didn't know him until I was a young adult. But in the last 4 years, in focusing on him in order to write about him, he has just lifted me up out of my circumstances and given me joy and peace and an awareness of blessing after blessing. So I can only judge by my own life. This is the right time for me to be focusing on the Holy Spirit. But as you were talking about the news items today, you know, I was listening to your program for a few moments before joining you, and the world is just melting down, morally and spiritually and politically and socially. It's just, it's craziness out there. And I think it's time for God's people, especially Christians, but even those who don't know Christ, to come to know him in a personal way and understand something of who the Holy Spirit is and what he can do in our hearts and lives.
We have to take a quick break, Ann. We're going to come back for another segment. But, folks, it's, well, all of the books she writes, in my opinion, are must-reads. Many of you know that already because you've been reading them through the years. This one is Jesus in Me, Experiencing the Holy Spirit as a Constant Companion. And it is well worth your attention. We encourage you to get copies of it. Share them with others as well. But stay with us. We're going to have more in a moment.
Years ago, hundreds of thousands gathered on the DC Mall for Together 2016 to pray for our nation. On October 25th and 27th, we're launching towards Together 2020. Together 2020 is happening on June 20th, 2020 at the Lincoln Memorial. We're launching into Together 2020 with two free events this month. Join us at First Baptist Glen Arden on Friday, October 25th at 6 p.m. with Nick Hall and guests Gavi, KB, Ty Tribbett, and the DC Worship Collective. And then on Sunday, October 27th at 6 p.m., come to the DC Mall with Nick Hall at David's Tent and guests Carrie Jobe, Cody Carnes, and the DC Worship Collective. Both Together 2020 launch events are free. Get all the information at togethergeneration.com. That's togethergeneration.com. And mark your calendars for October 25th, 27th, and June 20th, 2020 for Together 2020. We are the Together Generation, and we are on the move.
Don Crow here, senior pastor at Plymouth Haven Baptist Church in Alexandria, Virginia. We're looking for a part-time, primarily weekends, children's ministry director and a part-time youth ministry director. Possibly combining the two positions into one full-time position should the right person be available. If you're interested in applying for one or both of these positions, call our church office at 703-360-4370. That's 703-360-4370, or find out more at plymouthhaven.org.
There's a brand new worship experience in the DMV. Reed Temple's New Life Laurel. Come out and experience vibrant worship and dynamic preaching every week by our lead team, Reverend Omari Hughes and Reverend Shalita Fombi.
The Moab experience has dulled and diluted your discernment. It's left you bitter. You're becoming cynical and jaded. The resentment is reflected in your face. You used to come through the church doors and you used to have an effervescent presence about you. But now when we look at you, oh, you're sullen and you're sad. You're mad. The stench and the scent of the Moab experience is starting to permeate and pollute your personality.
When you're serving, there's a lot on your plate. And what I cannot understand is why, with all that you have on your plate, you worried about what I got going on my plate. It just is fascinating to me that the same people who are tattletelling on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are the same people. If you bowing down like you're supposed to be bowing down, how you know I'm standing up?
Join us every Sunday at 10 a.m. and every Tuesday at 7 p.m. for teaching at the Laurel Beltsville Senior Activity Center, located at 7120 Conti Road, Laurel, Maryland. See you there.
So my best friend was upstairs tucking his kids in bed last week when he heard a shrieking scream from his wife. He flew down the stairs, worried something serious had happened, and found his wife literally laying across their kitchen island, fear etched across her face, and pointing to the corner of the room, where he saw the cutest, littlest mouse. Hey, it's Ryan, and the reality is, little things can often pack a big old punch. And we think our faith and family mortgage team is the same way. We're pretty small, just a couple dozen people, but when it comes to saving you money and stress, we have a mighty mouse in our corner. Our small family team is an arm of a bigger parent company, which allows us to be a direct lender, which is an advantage that often allows us to get WAVA listeners a better rate and save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500. That's out-of-pocket money you'd have to pay before closing.
Nice!
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York, NMLS number 1330, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA, and Graham Lotz, my guest. Her latest book, Jesus in Me, Experiencing the Holy Spirit as a Constant Companion. Eric Metaxas says, this book is a genuine treasury of wisdom that can be attained only through a life of walking with God and being led by His Holy Spirit. Others give strong endorsements as well, as you'll understand as you read the book. And I think a fair question for a lot of us is, you yourself grew up in an incredible family, used mightily by the Lord, certainly well acquainted with the work and power of the Holy Spirit, but you say you didn't learn much about the Holy Spirit as such growing up. But why was that, do you think?
I don't know why that was, Don, and maybe I was taught, but I just didn't take it in. But I don't remember as a little girl being taught about the Holy Spirit. I know my family were committed Christians. They loved Jesus and served Jesus and told other people about Jesus, but I just don't remember hearing about the Holy Spirit. And when I went to church, and we went to church every Sunday, but the Holy Spirit was talked about as the Holy Ghost, and He really wasn't even talked about. It was just in the benediction, you know, I bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And that was sort of off-putting to me. It wasn't until I was a young adult studying, actually, the Gospel of John for myself, that I came into a more of an understanding of who the Holy Spirit is. And He is God, but He is, as the title of the book says, he's Jesus living inside of me. And one of the things, Don, that that means is that I'm never alone. And I dedicated the book to the lonely. And that was before, it was after my husband had gone to heaven, and then my husband and left me a widow when my father went, and that left me an orphan, and I knew the loneliness sort of knocked at my door, but it never came in because of the presence of the Holy Spirit. And so I dedicated it to the people that perhaps feel lonely or might be tempted to be lonely. And then I found the statistic that 22% of American adults are so desperately lonely that they have suicidal thoughts, and that millennials, there's an epidemic of loneliness among millennials because they live in a virtual world and don't have a lot of real relationships. And the Holy Spirit is God's antidote to loneliness. And so growing up as a girl, he wasn't presented to me that way. He was presented, I knew Jesus and I loved Jesus and I gave my life to Jesus. And it wasn't until later that I understood that one day I'm going to see Jesus. I believe he's going to come back and take me to be with himself, either at death or his return. But in the meantime, he says he hasn't left me like an orphan, but that he's come to me in the person of the Holy Spirit, who is Jesus in me. And it's made all the difference in keeping me from spiraling down into depression and loneliness and just wanting to curl up in a fetal position. He's given me a reason to get up in the morning, and he's given me a purpose to live for. And joy that doesn't depend on my circumstances. I've never lost my peace, even with the cancer diagnosis and all the treatments. Fear never set in because I knew the Holy Spirit was within me and that he was in charge and I could trust him.
On that latter point, I know our listeners have been praying for you all the way through this journey. We've been following you on Facebook postings and other news that comes out about your battle with cancer. I'm sure someone's saying, well, how's she doing right now? Could you give us an update?
Thank you, Don. I'm doing so well. And I finished my last infusion about 2 weeks ago, and so I'll have checkups, do blood work from time to time just to make sure I'm still good. But I've walked 2 miles today and do my floor exercises and trying to get my strength back. That's the hardest thing, is just not getting your strength and stamina back. But I'm doing so well, and I want to thank those who are listening who have prayed for me. It was amazing. I felt when God, when I first was diagnosed, that God gave me that promise from James 5 that said that pray for one another that you would be healed. And I felt like he was telling me I'd be healed if I'd, through the prayers of other people. So I just put it out there on social media. I let people just look over my shoulder when I was diagnosed, when I went through surgery, when I had my head shaved, all that kind of stuff, and to let people know what was going on, to see my journey, that how faithful God has been to me. But what it did was cause a lot of people to pray. Thousands of people around the world sent cards and notes and emails, and I have actually felt carried by their prayers. So I know one reason that I'm doing as well physically as I am today, but also emotionally and spiritually, is because people have prayed. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to just thank them for their prayers and ask them, don't drop me. Keep praying for me, pray me through this.
Oh, I know the Lord has a lot of work still to do before he returns. And as we know, that could be today or could be 10 years. We don't know when, but we certainly do know he's going to return soon. The book, by the way, folks, if you're just joining us, Jesus in Me, Experiencing the Holy Spirit as a Constant Companion. Ann Graham Lotz, my guest, the author of the book. And we don't have time, of course, to walk through this book in its entirety, but folks will want to get the book and read carefully through each chapter and each portion. Let's talk, however, about some of the things that you do address. We know often that he is referred to as the helper, and rightly so, as you cite out of John 16:7, Jesus said, I'm going to send you a helper. You talk about all the aspects of his ministry, helper, comforter, advocate, so forth. Walk us through some of those.
It's wonderful because the Amplified Version of the Bible takes the word counselor in John 16 and then puts it, it gives you alternate translations. So helper, he just, people ask me sometimes, what's the prayer I pray the most? And the prayer I pray the most often is help. Help me, just daily tasks or just getting up in the morning, going through these treatments, responsibilities. I need his help. He comforts and comforts. After my husband left so suddenly, my husband and my father, not through any fault of their own, but they left without saying goodbye, and so there's no closure in a sense. You don't have one more opportunity to say, I love you, thank you, But the Holy Spirit comforted me, just letting me know that God's timing is perfect, and that God's, you know, he had numbered their days, and they left on the appointed day. It caught me by surprise, but it was God's preordained purpose for their lives. He's our advocate. He has defended me when I've been slandered and just exonerated me in public. He's interceded for me with other people who perhaps, you know, I have a broken relationship with. I think I cite an example with one of my children, and the Holy Spirit worked in her and worked in me to reconcile that relationship. He's our counselor. He gives us wisdom for decisions. You know, the world is so crazy, and after my husband left, I took on the responsibility of being the single parent, in a sense. Even though my children are grown and I have grandchildren, I bear the responsibility of being the matriarch in our family, and I found that that's a responsibility that it's not a burden, but it's a serious responsibility. And the Holy Spirit has been my counselor to give me wisdom to know how to counsel them. And he's been my standby. I relate a horrible car accident I had where he was just right there in an emergency to just come and help me pull out of an accident that should have taken my life. And a strengthener, he has strengthened me every day, just especially if I've battled back to get my strength after this these treatments. He's strengthened me not only in my physical body, but in my will. And I relate a story in there about going to India where I was, they tried to block me at every turn. And every time I got blocked, I was more determined than ever to go to India to speak at their national prayer breakfast and, prayer meeting. And so I feel like, you know, everything the Holy Spirit is described as being in some way I've experienced. Just, he's multifaceted. He's, he's God. How can you describe him? But he has been so much to me in very difficult times. In this book, I try to make it relevant for people so they know if he does that for Anne, then he can do that for me. And he can. He's not exclusive to me. He's exclusive to those who receive Jesus by faith. So you must put your faith in Jesus and claim him as your Savior and surrender to him as your Lord and invite him to come into your heart and life, giving him full control. When you do that, he comes into anybody, Don, everybody, and they can have Jesus living inside of them to be all those things, you know, that I've just described to them, and just carry us through life so that we don't have to, life, you know, sometimes gets hard and it's a routine and it can be drudgery, but when you have a constant companion who knows you, who understands you, who helps you, who strengthens you, who comforts you, and who loves you, then it makes life worth living and just puts a spring in your step.
And we also will benefit from reading your section on relying on the power of the Holy Spirit. He has power to change us, obviously. That's how we come into the new birth. We are born again by the power of the Holy Spirit. But that same power is available for various circumstances and situations in our lives to change us and change others, right?
That's right. And I think sometimes we take on the burden of responsibility. We think we have to convict people of sin. And especially in this day and time, we listen to the news and I think, my goodness, that's not right. How could they do that? And you just want to convict everybody. You know? But the Holy Spirit, it says in John 16, it's his responsibility to convict of sin and the need to get right with God and judgment to come if you don't. And it's just our responsibility to tell them the truth and to, you know, try to get God's word into people's lives. But then we're free to just love them. And especially with our children, you know, every parent wants to convict children at one time or another. And when they're little, of course, we train them. But as when they're adults, the best thing we can do is just pray and ask the Holy Spirit in us. And if our children have received Christ, then the Holy Spirit in them just stir the Holy Spirit up. And then the Holy Spirit is the one who's responsible to change them, and we can just love them and just love them to Jesus. So it's a wonderful, freeing thing to understand some of his power.
In this last moment, what would you suggest to folks for whom this may be sort of new territory? They're born again. They are perhaps like you mentioned years ago, you understood perfectly what it meant to be saved, to be a born-again believer, to follow Jesus in salvation. What would you suggest that they entering into the front end of this part of their journey might do to help them cultivate a personal awareness of and relationship with the Holy Spirit, or as you so well put it, Jesus in me?
You know, I think the primary thing is just a basic discipline in the Christian life is to spend time with him. So every day, even during my treatments, I got up every day. Well, some days I couldn't get up, to be honest, but I spent time with him every day in prayer. That's me talking to him and then reading my Bible, not a whole chapter or a book at a time, but a few verses at a time, and just trying to listen for his voice. And again, he would whisper to me through the word. And I give examples in the book just where the Holy Spirit would speak to me through the word. And you develop a relationship as I talk to him, he talks to me, he answers my prayers, he reveals that he knows what my hopes are, what my fears are, what my dreams are, you know, and you develop a personal relationship. And it's like, you know, a relationship you might have with a spouse or a best friend. And if you don't spend time with that person, and if you don't, you know, converse with that person where you talk to them and then you listen to what they have to say, then you never develop a relationship. So the Holy Spirit, if you've received Christ, you have the Holy Spirit. Now you just need to spend time with him and in prayer and in Bible reading and listening for his voice. And then whatever you read in Scripture that seems to apply to you, you live it out. You obey what it says, and as you live out what he says, you obey him, you serve him, then you get to you become familiar with his voice whispering in your ear, and your relationship with him grows until it becomes, for me anyway, the core of my life. So he's the heartbeat, like the heartthrob of my life that you know, keeps me every day just with joy and peace and blessing and looking forward to the blessings that I know that God has for me because for no other reason, not because of anything I've done or who I am, but simply because I belong by faith to Jesus and the Holy Spirit lives within me.
Well, thank you for blessing the body of Christ. Me personally, as I look forward to really digging into this, but I'm going to share it with others as well. Thank you for writing it. Thank you for the journey that it took you through to write a book like this with the Holy Spirit. But I know he's brought you this far, and he has much more ahead for you to accomplish. We're going to continue praying for you, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Don. God bless you.
Ann Graham Lotz, and it is one of those must-read books in my view. I think you'll be blessed by it. I would suggest that you really start to think about Christmas, but don't wait till then, actually. You might want to give it as a Christmas gift, but I'd suggest getting some copies, one for yourself, of course, and then perhaps one for your church's library and perhaps some friends you'd like to give this remarkable book, Jesus in Me, Experiencing the Holy Spirit as a Constant Companion.
This is the Entertainment Answer. What does actor Will Smith say was the best part of playing dual roles in Gemini Man?
It was definitely a benefit being a more experienced actor. I couldn't have done it the other way. So I couldn't have done the, at 23 years old, that they were going to create the 50-year-old version of me with this technology. That would have been a mess. This way, I was able to capture both characters because of the amount of experience that I've had.
Gemini Man, rated PG-13. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
This is Jerry Boyer of Town Hall Finance for TownHall.com. On CNN last week, there was a deeply disturbing exchange between Democratic candidate Beto O'Rourke and Don Lemon, who asked,
"Do you think religious institutions like colleges, churches, charities, should they lose their tax-exempt status if they oppose same-sex marriage?"
Yes. There can be no reward, no benefit, no tax break for anyone or any institution, any organization in America that denies the full human rights and the full civil rights of every single one of us.
Just to be clear, this is not about whether donors should be allowed to deduct contributions or not. This is an open call for the state to tax the church, to seize the assets of the church and synagogue and mosque, and not of churches in general, but targeted at the ones who retain the orthodox positions of their respective faiths. It's an argument for the state suppression of religion.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Get your truly free credit scores and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Download the Credit Karma app now. Credit Karma, here's the progress.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Amber in trials tested mild to moderate symptoms. Testimonials based on 90 days of use. Results may vary. IRI US MULO 52 weeks 714-19 by UPC MLBO.
Hi, I'm Mary Lou Retton. When I competed in gymnastics, I used to love to talk about my health, my energy, and my will to win gold. But today, I want to talk to you about something I used to keep private. my menopause. Between my hot flashes and night sweats and, worse, my constant fatigue, I felt like a stranger in my own life. Nothing I tried could give me relief until I discovered Ambaren.
Ambaren is clinically shown to relieve 12 menopause symptoms. Ambaren is not a drug and is 100% estrogen-free and clinically tested.
Thanks to Ambaren now, my energy is back. And those days of fearing hot flashes and night sweats are gone. I feel like myself again. Ambaren works. It really works.
Hurry to your Walmart, Walgreens, Target, and other fine stores and see why Ambaren is America's number one menopause relief supplement.
If you've even thought about replacing your heating and AC system, now is the time. A-Action is offering our lowest prices of the year. Why? Because this is our slowest time of year. We have to keep our techs busy. That's why we're offering special pricing with zero interest. These are high-efficiency systems with great warranties. Call today to get your free estimate. 703-922-1900. 703-922-1900.
Hey, folks, I want to say a couple of thank yous to those who have been calling in and participating in our campaign with the Bible League. That toll-free number, by the way, is 800-937-9673. Every dollar being given, still being doubled by the Bible League. 800-937-9673. Online at WAVA.com. Love and Buoy, a $30 gift that turns out to be 12 Bibles instead of 6 because of the doubling. Bijan in Hyattsville, $5. That's 2 Bibles because of the doubling effect. Calvin in Silver Spring, $100 gift. That's 20 Bibles, but doubled to 40 Bibles. And right now, we're encouraging you to make your call and gift because at a point, the Bible League usually does notify us and say, hey, that national match grant has all been used up. It's still there for now. So now's a good time to make your call. Thank you. Thank you very much for what you're helping us do, providing Bibles for our brothers and sisters in the suffering church.
The following program is sponsored by the Bible League International.
Yes, word, 800-937-9673, online at WAVA.com. A chance to make a difference in the world with the power of God's Word, sharing our hearts through the Word of God with fellow believers and hungry-hearted people all over the world who are longing to know the truth that many of us have grown up with in this country and had unlimited access to. And there's nothing wrong with that. I tell you what, I don't complain about the access God has given us providentially to His Word here in this country. But we know a basic principle of the Scripture is that to whoever much is given, of that person also much is expected and even required. And so we have the chance to share the good news of the gospel and the power of the Word of God with other people through our Bible League campaign, Stand With Them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church. And you have already been doing that. We thank you for what you've been doing so far, but we have quite a way to go as we want to see at least, well, it's to be exact, 6,720 copies of the Word of God. I love that figure of 7,000. That's a nice round figure, and it's in your style to do that anyway, to go over goals. So let's do it together right now. And in the days ahead, 1-800-YES-WORD, 1-800-937-9673. $5 buys one Bible, 50 buys 10, 100 buys 20, and so forth. But right now, at least, we have two matching funds that are kicking in when you make your call. Whether it's $5 or $50 or $5,000, it really is going to kick in and double your gift twice. Once, of course, with the Bible League at the national level, they have a matching fund in place for now that will double your gift. And then also our good friends at Passport Auto Group Stores have also extended an $8,000 gift to match your gifts up until the $8,000 has been, of course, completed. So twice your gifts are being doubled. And so that's why, well, I always say anytime's a good time to call to give Bibles, certainly, but especially when you can do that. That's leverage, really, to take a $50 gift for 10 Bibles and make it not 10 Bibles, but ending up being 30 Bibles. And even a $5 gift becomes 3 Bibles instead of 1. You get the point, I'm sure. Number to call, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. Online at our website, click on the Bible League banner. The theme you'll see is Stand With Them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church at WAVA.com. And we know this word very, very well. Many of us do. Hebrews 4, 12 and 13. The Word of God is alive and powerful, sharper than any double-edged sword. It cuts all the way through to where soul and spirit meet, to where joints and marrow come together, and it judges the desires and thoughts of the heart. There is nothing that can be hid from God. Everything in all of creation is exposed and lies open before His eyes, and it is to Him that we must all give an account of ourselves. This is the power of the Word of God. It is a living Word. In fact, there is no other force in all the world that can match the dynamic power of the Word of God and its ability to go to the very heart of the human condition, revealing, just as we read, even the thoughts and intents of a person's heart, but also able to change the hardest of hearts and bring us all to our knees in repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sure that you would agree that if our nation itself ever needed the Word of God, the living Word of God, working in the hearts and minds of all of us, Republican, Democrat, Independent, Libertarian, whatever, way beyond partisan politics and ideologies, it is the Word of God that can make men live together in harmony and actually learn how to love each other, even when they disagree with one another on some of the important issues that are being debated these days. But I tell you what, it's the absence of the power of the Word of God, in my view, that is giving us our current situation of so much vitriol and hatred and false doctrine and upside-down values and all the rest of it. And the remedy is not with the Republicans or the Democrats or anybody else. It's in the Word of God. I know many of you agree with that. That's why Paul said in Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17, what? I am not ashamed of the gospel, the good news, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. First the Jew, then to the Gentile. For in that gospel, in the gospel, the righteousness that God demands is revealed, is unveiled, is explained. A righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. So we're calling you to share this powerful Word of God. Certainly in our own country, we seek to do it on stations like this and many others, your pastors in their preaching, and various other parachurch ministries working for the betterment of our culture through the power of the Word of God. But here we're asking, this is something we really want to export. There may be many things about America these days that we really don't want to export and send abroad, but this is one that we do, the powerful Word of God, and we can do it together when you make that call. And remember, your gifts are being doubled twice right now when you call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673, online at our website, WAVA.com.
Google is great at helping you make great decisions, but God is greater. This is Steve Reynolds, pastor of Capital Baptist Church in Annandale, Virginia. And I want to invite you to my new teaching series called How to Make Great Decisions. How many times have you said to others and yourself, I just don't know what to do? Let's face it, we all struggle at times with decision making. The How to Make Great Decisions teaching series will help you find divine direction and overcome the stress of decision-making. It will show you God's way to make great decisions that lead to increased joy and a brighter future. The How to Make Great Decisions series begins this Sunday, October 20th, and you can attend at 8:15, 9:30, or 11 a.m. Capital Baptist Church is conveniently located right off the Beltway in Northern Virginia. For more information, go to welovechurch.org. That's welovechurch.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's R-A-D-I-O to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax.
We started our company 10 years ago in an effort to help our fellow Christians experiencing tax issues resolve their matters by taking a simple three-step approach.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys that specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results. We're also a small firm who will treat you like family, not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation. And we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
Proverbs 15:22 says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together, we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
Making a difference in the world through the power of the living Word of God. Stand with them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church. That is the theme of our campaign with the Bible League, and we thank you for being part of it when you call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, or you can give online at our website, wava.com. We know that there are many trouble spots in the world. There are many, many places where Christians are being persecuted as never before. And we talk about that, as I've said earlier, on a regular basis here on the show, because we do care about what's happening to our brothers and sisters around the world. And so often they ask us for one thing, well, maybe two: pray for us and give us Bibles. Pray for us and give us Bibles. And we know that one of the areas where Christians are being persecuted is the country of India.
And we have a non-secular government at present, and they are emerging as a superpower, winning the elections in different states. They always propagate Hindu agendas and aim to establish a Hindu nation. The Hindu extremists started to teach, if you see a Christian, they are following a foreign faith. They are defiling India because they are following a foreign faith. And public religious activities were banned by the local political and religious leaders. Some churches are forced to stop conducting cell groups in many parts of the country. Evangelism is found to be the greatest challenge in the country. Public evangelism is banned. In many places, the members don't have the freedom to carry the Bible in public.
Not even the freedom to carry the Bible in public, let alone stand on a street corner or anywhere else and talk publicly about it. And that's a brother by the name of Subish. And yet he says the Christians in India are strong in their faith, folks.
The Christians in India and the Hindu fanatic organizations emerged as a superpower for the last couple of years. And they divided the people according to their religions and started to attack other religions, especially the Christians. And they are intolerant and oppose all the gospel and missionary works. They are forcing the Christians to recant their faith and reconvert into Hinduism. So when a person or family accept Jesus, their community expel them. Their families excommunicate them. But the new believers are very strong, and I'm very glad that God is working for them. They are very strong in their faith, that they stick on to the salvation that they receive. That is the greatest thing I want to share about the faith of Christians in India.
And of course, we know that faith is strengthened only by being able to access the Word of God, to study it, to digest it, to make it part of your daily life. I've often asked, what would my life, what would your life be like, really, if you could imagine never having even one copy of God's Word? So many of us have, thank God, never had that situation face us. We've had access to the Word of God without any restriction from early childhood in many cases. But that's not the case for so many, as in the case of these Christians in India.
Because of your decision to help us with Bibles, many people transformed and received new life in Christ. They are the people groups of Hindu backgrounds. And the unique truth is that all of them are considered as first generation Christians. And your contributions will help this generation to pass their faith to the future generations. On behalf of our organization, I thank all the donors for your love and heart for the mission in India.
And that again is Brother Subhash. Can you imagine what he just said, that when you give a Bible, you are actually starting a first generation of Christians coming out of the religions that are so ancient in their land and so restrictive and, of course, so completely apart from the truth of God's Word and of Jesus Christ. So we're inviting you to do this, to really bring along the Word of God into these areas that we've just described, such as this one in India and so many other countries as well. Stand with them. Bibles for the Persecuted Church. Would you go to the phone and make a gift right now? Maybe $50, $100. $200, $300, $400, $500, $1,000. Right now, as we said at the outset of today's program, there are two matching sources in play. One is at the national level, and that, by the way, is for now. We'll receive word from the Bible League when they say you can't offer that anymore because it's all been matched, but we're not there by any means right now. So right now, when you make your gift, it's doubled once by the Bible League, and then we have announced an $8,000 matching fund gift from our good friends at Passport Auto Group Stores. That's incredible. I've always said there's no time that's bad time to give. Any time is good that you can invest in God's Word and in God's work. But when you can give and your gift is doubled once, that's great. But it's fantastic when it can be doubled again on top of that. So, a $50 gift for 10 Bibles becomes not 20 Bibles, but 30 Bibles. And a $500 gift, of course, or a $300 gift or whatever is doubled again twice accordingly. So we have to take this break right now, but would you use this moment to go right to the phone and call that number and make that gift? 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673, online at WAVA.com. Click on the Stand With Them Bibles for the Persecuted Church Bible League banner on our homepage, WAVA.com. You can give your gift of any amount there as well. We'll be right back.
Years ago, hundreds of thousands gathered on the DC Mall for Together 2016 to pray for our nation. On October 25th and 27th, we're launching towards Together 2020. Together 2020 is happening on June 20th, 2020 at the Lincoln Memorial. We're launching into Together 2020 with two free events this month. Join us at First Baptist Glenarden on Friday, October 25th at 6 p.m. with Nick Hall and guests Gavi, KB, Ty Tribbett, and the DC Worship Collective. And then on Sunday, October 27th at 6 p.m., come to the DC Mall with Nick Hall at David's Tent and guests Carrie Jobe, Cody Carnes, and the DC Worship Collective. Both Together 2020 launch events are free. Get all the information at togethergeneration.com. That's togethergeneration.com. And mark your calendars for October 25th, 27th, and June 20th, 2020 for Together 2020. We are the Together Generation, and we are on the move.
Don Crow here with WAVA, and we're partnering with the Bible League International on Stand With Them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church. Paul reminded Timothy that all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Persecution is suffering for the sake of Christ and His glory, and it comes in many forms all over the world. In India, it's being shunned by Hindu family members. In China, it's the loss of church buildings. In the Middle East, it could be jail or even death at the hands of extremists. Isaiah is a new Christian praying for the nourishment that comes only from God's Word. Send him a Bible for only $5. $100 sends Bibles to 20 Christians, and a limited-time match will double your gift. Help WAVA and Bible League send the hope of God's Word to nearly 7,000 persecuted believers. Call 800-YES-WORD. That's 800-YES-WORD. Or you can give online by going to our website, WAVA.com, and clicking on the Bible League banner.
For those who love contemporary Christian music, CCM Magazine is a must-read. Explore the latest redemptive music and the culture it impacts by starting your subscription today. Visit CCMMagazine.com.
I hate knee pain. Folks, it's a miracle. This program ended my knee pain, and Dr. Brian Paris is here to tell you how I Hate Knee Pain in Rockville could get rid of your knee pain, too.
Well, Rich, as you know, living with knee pain can be completely debilitating. Something as simple as walking up the stairs is difficult when you have arthritis and other kinds of knee pain. But I Hate Knee Pain has a solution. We listen and respect you. Tailor your program to what you need. No surgery, no drugs, and it's designed to keep you out of the operating room. We deliver knee pain relief quickly and effectively. Plus, I Hate Knee Pain is covered by Medicare and all major medical insurances. All you have to do is call 301-679-7900 to eliminate your knee pain. We did it for Rich, and we can do it for you.
It's an amazing program that truly cares about its patients. Head on over to IHateKneePain.com and stop living with knee pain.
With the exception of Medicaid, all major medical insurance and Medicare is accepted.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's AActionHomeServices.com. 703-922-1900.
Made that call yet? Number to call is 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Online at our website, WAVA.com. Again, the theme, a powerful theme, Stand With Them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church. And there's hardly a country, it seems, where that's not going on in some part of the world. Certainly, the country of Egypt is a case in point.
Evangelism is considered to be a crime here in Egypt, so you can worship freely. However, you cannot evangelize or speak to Muslims about your faith. Those are the sorts of laws that are very elastic. They can be bent. They are not very clear. On one day, you'd find the president saying that Egypt ensures the freedom of religion of its people. And on the next day, we'd hear that the police raided a church or maybe a gathering for Christians. If and when you get caught evangelizing Muslims, you can be arrested and most probably you'll be taken to a prison where no one will know about you anymore. Of course, some people can face torture and being held up against their will. Their families would have a very hard time getting to know where they are. So what typically happens is that a Muslim who receives a New Testament would then start reading it and engaging with it and then come back to this person and gets back to him with questions and discussions. And over the course of weeks and maybe months, they start believing and they start developing their faith until they pray and surrender their lives to Jesus.
Pastor Kareem from Egypt telling us how important the Word of God is, but how dangerous it is to share your faith with others in Egypt at this point in time. And yet they're doing it and they're just saying, we want the Bibles. We need the Bibles. In fact, Pastor Dwisi from Ethiopia has a similar concern. Let's hear that.
We have a great need. We don't need food in the church. The 800,000 Christians in Islam do not need food from you, but they are only crying out that you give them the Word of God. And whoever comes our way and is able to give us a Bible, it will be a great blessing. It will be better than giving us food to eat.
Better than giving us food to eat. Folks, it's so easy to be a part of this. $5 buys one Bible. $10 buys two, obviously. $50 buys 10. $100 will buy 20 Bibles. And again, right now, at this point in the campaign, every dollar you give is being doubled twice. When you call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673. One more time, 800-937-9673, or online at our website, wava.com. Stand with them. Bibles for the Persecuted Church. You'll see the Bible League banner with those words on it. You can click on that, and you can make your gift there as well. Thank you, thank you, thank you for what you've done so far, and I believe, God, that we're going to go way over goal on this campaign only because of what you're doing. God bless you.
Way with Michael Youssef. Weekday mornings at 11 on Life-Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life change.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.